From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters. Last week, A-10 fighter jets from all over the world gathered at Gowan Field in Boise for a training competition. It's called Hog Smoke, and it gives the pilots and their crews a chance to train together and compete for top honors to find out who really is the best of the best. Our senior producer, Samantha Wright, got a chance to report on Hog Smoke 2022, and she brings us this report.
37 large fighter planes are lined up in two rows at Gowan Field, and they're glinting in the hot afternoon sun. Standing in the shadow of one of these jets is Colonel Ryan Richardson.
It's a dream come true. I think I'm the luckiest guy in the world. The airplane is an absolute dream to fly. The pilots love it.
Richardson is the commander of the 124th Operations Group. And he's wanted to fly planes since he was a kid growing up in Idaho and Montana.
I started off in fourth grade. I knew I wanted to be a pilot. Mm-hmm. I didn't know I wanted to fly the Warthog until pilot training when I started to meet pilots in the community. And it didn't take me too long between the people that are in our community and the mission that we do, protecting the folks on the ground, that I knew this was the aircraft I had to be in. And I've been lucky enough to be in it for a while now.
The aircraft he's talking about is the A-10C Thunderbolt, affectionately known as a Warthog. The A-10 squadron, based at the Idaho Air National Guard at Gowan Field in Boise, is known as the Skullbangers.
Skullbangers, the greatest fighter attack pilots in the universe. It's the 190th Fighter Squadron. We've got 21 jets, about 37 pilots right now.
The Skullbangers are just a part of the 124th Fighter Wing, which is made up of about 1,300 men and women.
We're largely made up of part-time guardsmen, so one of the things that we really pride being is we call them drill status guardsmen, but they're just members in your community. So we have ranchers, we have airline pilots, we have businessmen. All over, not just in the 190th, but all over the wing. So they're members of the community, and then they give up their time to come out and serve proudly with us.
One of those members is Chief Master Sergeant James Ovanek, who lives in Nampa.
Joined the Idaho Guard in 2005 as a C-130 crew chief. Before I was hired full-time, worked at Chuck E. Cheese, where I came up to be the assistant manager.
Hold on a minute. Chuck E. Cheese?
It's working at Chuck E. Cheese is like kind of like herding cats.
He was active duty military for 6 years, and when he got out, he did the part-time gig, working at Chuck E. and at the Guard, until he switched to full-time work out at Gowan. Now he works for the Warthog Engine Shop. He works on ejection seats, does hydraulics, fuel systems, and he works with about 100 other folks keeping the Idaho Air National Guard's A-10s in the air.
We work, you know, alongside our traditional guardsmen and our full-time force are, you know, we're brothers and sisters outside of here, you know, because we're neighbors and we work in the same industries when we're not out here. And it's an amazing sense of pride.
Pride is a big part of what's about to happen out here. Gowan Field is hosting Hog Smoke 2022. It's a gunnery competition, and 15 different Warthog squadrons are here to test their skills against each other. Each team has four pilots and a crew that keeps their planes up and running.
It's a competition, and it's amazing training. So the competition itself brings in A-10 units from all over the world. We've got Guard, active duty, and reserve here. They'll take off from here. They'll fly about 70 miles to the southeast to enter the Mountain Home Range Complex. And from there, they've got a very fast-paced, challenging tactical problem to solve. So it involves low-level navigation to a target area, some low-level weapons employment. Then they'll climb up and go to the actual impact area where we can drop, and there'll be a gunnery and bombing competition. They'll get done with that, and they'll flow off for a second piece of tactical training. And part of the challenge is they don't know exactly what they're doing yet, so they have the general idea, but intelligence will be fed to them through the morning that will kind of lead them towards their mission planning and how they decide they want to try to crack the problem. So, the best part of Hog Smoke is the chance to get the community together in one place and the crosstalk and relationships that we develop. Especially in the Guard, you know, we don't have pilots moving around. This is our home. We stay here forever. So the opportunity to talk tactics with other squadrons, build relationships with these people that we may deploy with someday, share ideas, has been, I think, the most rewarding part. It's amazing to see all these aircraft on the flight line. And then the training is just, it's hard to get the opportunity to do something like this and get to compete while you do it. So.
And that was our senior producer, Samantha Wright, reporting on the Hog Smoke competition last week. The Idaho Air National Guard's Skull Bangers took home first place with the overall team award. It is their fourth Hog Smoke win, which makes them number one in the world. You can see pictures of the planes on our website, voicesstatepublicradio.org.